Just says there, Harezu Oisav Yecheles, that you know it's not Chal the Hegdish. She's allowed to do work, and she could eat it. She could eat from the money that she makes. It's not called Hegdish. What about Viha Moiser? Let's say she makes more than she's supposed to. So here's some Achleikis. Rabbi Meir Oimer Hegdish. Rabbi Meir says, yes, it's Chal. Rabbi Meir always holds Odom Makdish Dovish Loi Balyulam, that the Hegdish is Chal. Rabbi Yechonah Sandal Oimer Chulin. He holds no again, the Nedir is not Chal. That's right now, whatever she makes, the husband has no right to be makdishit, because she has a right to eat from it. Like we'll soon see the Ran. We're talking about in the case where she has a right to eat what she makes. So therefore, the Maisi Adayim belongs to her. The husband can't make it also. And even the Maisu, she makes more than she's supposed to. So that extra money is supposed to go to the husband. Still, the Rabbi Yechonah Hassan holds the Hegdish is not Chal, because at the time when she made the Neder, it wasn't here yet. She didn't make that money yet. See, if it was like a dover shloim bel yerlam, that the Hegdish is not Chal. And on this, V'yoma Shmuel, Shmuel himself says, that halacha k'Rabbi Yechonah sandal, we pass him like a Yechonah sandal, that says if the husband says that whatever his wife makes should become Hegdish, it's not Chal, it's only Chulin. Alma, what do we see? Why does Shmuel pass him like that? Because he holds, ain't no dem makdish dover shloim bel yerlam. Because Shmuel holds, a person cannot be makdish something that's not on the world yet. So if the husband wants to be makdish the extra amount of money that his wife will make, even though the extra amount of money will belong to the husband, but as long as she did not make it yet, he can't be makdish that. That's not on the world yet. So you see, Shmuel himself paskins, ain't no dem makdish dover shloim bel yerlam. You cannot be makdish something that's not here yet. So it's a kash and Shmuel. How could Shmuel now Mishnah Paskin like Rabbi Yechonah and Ben Uri to say what that the husband should be made for that neder? Because the neder will be chal later after she receives a get. Since right now she didn't receive a get, the neder should not be chal at all. It should be called a dovah shalom bal yerlam. So it's a steer in Shmuel. Does Shmuel Paskin other makdish dovah shalom bal yerlam? Or does the old ain't other makdish dovah shalom bal yerlam? It's a steer. So let's see the Ran. The Ran says like this. Over here, in the middle, the first line in the middle, big lines, right after the Gemara. The Rama Shulach Rabbi Yechonah, the Yama Yefim. The main we want to tell me the Savah Shmuel, other Makash Shulach Shulach Yalam. The Loi Kiv when the Ash Lechal Nidra, the Kaim and Namel Lechal. Since the Nedra is not Chal right now, how could it be Chal later after she receives a get? So in this room, many have a Kasha, it's the Makash Shmaisa de Yishtoi. Harei Zaisav Yecheles. Now, Iku the Mukul of Perak Afopi, Afil the Malas Lomazainis, even in the case where the husband feeds his wife, if the husband feeds his wife, then what she makes should belong to the husband. So then why can't the husband be makdish that money? Still she could stop it and she could use it. That she has a right to say whenever she wants, I don't want to take any money from my husband, but I rather want to eat from what I make. So then her money belongs to her and not to the husband. Therefore, what the husband said, that money should become Hegdish, he has no right to be Makdish, it's not his. The Gemara there says, Midi Rav Huna. The Yom Asam over there, Rav Huna says, that Yechayli Isha Leimel Abayla, a wife has a right to say to a husband, Eini Nizaynis, I don't want to receive pay from you, I don't want to receive my food from you, but V'Eini Oysa, I don't want to work for you. In other words, she has a right to say, my paycheck I want to keep for myself. So since she could keep a paycheck for herself, therefore, if the husband says that I want your paycheck to be Hegdish, nothing doing, it's not Hegdish. And if you are going to Rav Huna over there, then now Mishnah is talking about where the husband is not supporting her. The husband is not giving her food. Therefore, the lacha in such a case is that whatever she makes, she's allowed to keep for herself. So since she could keep a paycheck for herself, therefore the lacha is that the money belongs to herself, and the husband has no right to be makdishit. Shemachi, he oisav yecheles. Therefore, the wife has a right to work and eat the food. Even though the husband said that whatever she makes should become hegdish and nothing doing, what she makes belongs to herself, and the husband has no right to be makdish. That's a Tanakama, that I raise the oisav yecheles. Now we have moiser. Let's say she makes more money than she has to work for husband. Here it's the machlokes. So Ran says, "Via Moiser, im higdish Moiser Maisi Yodeho, tahainu yester achomei shloim biyuda k'disi hosom." if the husband says that the extra amount of money that my wife makes, I want that money to become hegdish, so it's a machlokes. Rabbi Meir goy me hegdish. And mukilo shmul osman b'mal lo mezoinis, v'yenemal lo meya kesev. Yitid mecha chomim. Tachas moise. For a meya diom hegdish lav mechaim koma, do les le be midi, el hegdish liacha misa koma. We're talking about there the wife, she's making a lot of money, and the extra money also belongs to her. So since the extra money belongs to her, how could the husband be makdishit? How could the husband say to his wife, whatever you make should become hegdish if the money belongs to her? So the Gemara there says, we're talking about that the hegdish is for his chal after his wife dies. When a wife dies, Allah is the husband yashins all the money of his wife. So now all the money belongs to the husband. I, Lachur, when did the husband say it should become hegdish? Way before, when he still had the wife. So at the time when he said it should be hegdish, at that time he didn't own the money yet. So why later, when he yashins his wife, does the money become hegdish? So that's Rameya Shita, that Rameya holds, Kama Shabal Zochabu Moise Medin Yerusha, Osvila Rameya, Teyodam Maktish Dova Shlar Baliyelam. That's Rameya Shita all over Shas. That Rameya says, you could be Maktish something right now, even though right now you don't own it, but since later when it comes into the world, it'll be yours, so the mice you did right now still stays around, is like hanging in the air, and whenever that thing comes in your property, when you own it, it's chal the hegdish. See also, if you said to your wife, whatever she makes, she become hegdish. See, even though right now all the money belongs to her, so you can't be makdish when it doesn't belong to you. When it belongs to your wife, you can't be makdish. But according to Rameya, later when your wife dies, and then you yash and you take over that money, now that the money belongs to you, now it's chal that hegdish that you made before. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. But Rabbi Yechanan HaSandal says, no, chulin, it's not chal at all. Why? The sphere lay, the yeno the makdish adobash lobal yodam. He has nothing doing. Since at the time when the husband made it hegdish, the wife owned the money, so at that time hegdish can't be chal. Even though later when she dies and the husband yashins the money, now it's his money, the hegdish still can't be chal. Because at the time when you made the neder, the hegdish, it didn't belong to you. So that's Rabbi Yechanan Sandal's shita, that ain't other makdish dava shabal yerlam. Therefore, even if the wife makes a lot of money, it's all chulin. So the husband has no right to make it hegdish. And the kashri is over there, Shmuel said, Yama Shmuel, halachik Rabbi Yechanan Sandal, Rabbi Yechanan Paskin like Rabbi Yechanan Sandal. So who you see that he owes ain't no other makdish dava shalom b'liyolim. So it's a stira on any Shmuel. How could Shmuel now Mishnah Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that says that the husband should be made for the neder because after he gets a get. And now Mishnah we're talking about where the wife makes a neder that whatever she makes is also to her husband. That's what she makes the neder. So it's saying right now the neder is not chal because kol zaman they're married. She's mishub but she has to work for her husband. Still, the Mishnah of Yochanan ben Nuri said the husband should be made for that neder because you have to be afraid maybe later when she gets a get, then whatever she makes belongs to herself. So then the neder would be chal. So in order that the neder should not be chal later, the husband should be made for it now. And that's Adam Makdish Dovah Shabbal Yolam. So what's the steer in Shmuel? So more answers like this. The Chitayna maybe you have to say like this. That ki kam halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that Shmuel said halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri now Mishnah, maybe you only meant to say is al hadafahu to come up. Maybe you only meant to say upon the hadafa the extra money that she makes. That's all she meant to say. So Rav says like this: demai the polegulad Rabbi Kiva, the yom Rabbi Kiva yefer mishum hadafa. Then our Mishnah Rabbi Kiva says the husband should be made for this neder. Because even though right now when they're married, she's meshubit, she has to work for the husband, but maybe she'll make more money than she has to. And that extra money Rabbi Kiva holds belongs to her. Therefore, if she makes an itza neder, the neder would be chal on the extra money. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, those men should be made for it. Now, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Nuri both hold not like that. They both hold that the extra money that your wife makes also belongs to the husband. Therefore, for that reason alone, the husband will not have to be made for the neder, because even the extra money that she makes still goes to the husband. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says the only reason why the husband should be made for the neder is because he has to be afraid, maybe later when she gets a get, then she doesn't have to work for the husband, that's when the neder will be chal. But our core point, we see from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that the extra money that she makes, when they're still married, still belongs to the husband. Therefore, the husband would not have to be made for the neder. So maybe all Shmuel meant to say, when he said, Allah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, is just to tell us, not like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, Al Hadafu Dekama. Maybe Yoni meant to teach us that if a wife makes more money than she has to, the extra money still goes to the husband. Maybe that's all Shmuel meant to say. So Gemara says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Because if so, Laim Allah Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Badafa. Then Shmuel should have spoke this out clearly and said, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Behadafa. How could he just say, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, which is mashma the whole halacha, that the husband should be made for this nether? Because later when your wife gets a get, that's when the nether will be chal. That's what's mashma the way Shmuel paskins. Because if Shmuel only meant to paskin Behadafa, he should have said it. That Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Behadafa. Inami, or else we know what Shmuel should have said. Halacha katana kama, he should have said halacha is like katana kama, that holds that the hadafa for the extra money also belongs to the husband. Inami, or else Shmuel should have said, ain't halacha Rabbi Akiva, that we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the wife, the husband should be made for the nether, because maybe she'll make more money than she's supposed to, and that money belongs to her. Therefore the nether will be chal on that. That's Rabbi Akiva's svara. So Shmuel wants to argue on that. Shmuel should have said, ain't halacha Rabbi Akiva. How come Shmuel says, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? The Chorot's mashma that Shmuel is paskening exactly what Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says. And he says that this neder is chal. If a wife says, whatever I make is also to my husband, even though right now when they're married, the neder can't be chal, but the husband has to be made for it, because later when she receives a get, then whatever she makes belongs to herself. So that's when the neder will be chal. So you see, it could be makdish dovash lobel yerlam. You can make a neder now, that even though now it can't be chal, because now whatever she makes belongs to the husband, she has no right to make an usur on the husband, still the neder is hanging in the air, that whenever she receives a get, and then whatever she makes belongs to herself, that's when the neder would be chal. So that's a spirit that in Shmuel, the Chori you see Shmuel holds, Odu Makdish Dovash Lobel Yerlam. So my answer is like this. Elo Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef answers like this. I tell you, Shani Karnomis. Karnomis is different. Hoyo v'yodim oyser teres chaveroi olov. Since a person has a right by nisa neder, Karnomis means always a nisa neder. When you want to make something usur on somebody or on yourself with a nisa neder. So Karnomis is very strong. Hoyo v'yodim oyser teres chaveroi olov. I could say your fruits are usur to me, even though I don't own the fruits. Still, I can make a nisa neder upon somebody else's fruits. So you see, even though I don't own the fruits, I can make a neder upon somebody else's fruits. So if so, maybe the svar is, oysa nami dovash lo boli yerlam, olav. That's why if you want to make something usur upon yourself, you can make it usur even though it's lo boli yerlam. That's the svar maybe. So mail is true. Shmuel in the Gemara and Ksubis, paskins like Rabbi Yochanan Sandal, that if the husband says that whatever his wife makes should become hegdish, there you're making it hegdish, there we hold ain't other makdish dovash lo boli yerlam. Hegdish, you could only make something that you own. It's in your rishus. If you don't own your wife's money, paycheck, so you can't be makdish it. But over here, now a Mishnah, that Shmuel passes like a Yochanan and Menuri, that the husband has to be made for that neder, that will be chal later when she receives a get, nedarim is different. To make an issa neder, since you see, you can make the issur on teiris that don't belong to you, you could also make an issur on dovash lo boli yerlam. This is Reb Yosef's teretz. This Gemara says, no, what's the words one have to do with the other? Omala Yabaya, by answers back, no. I tell you, Bish Leima Adam Oise Peres Chaveri Olov. It's very good, I can understand why you could make somebody else's fruit also on you. That a person could do. You know why? Sherei Adam Oise Peres Chaveri. The same way if you have a bushel of apples, you're allowed to say your bushel of apples should be also on somebody else. In other words, the side of the Durham is, it's a Chefza, it's a Chefetz, also on a person. So now, if you have to do with either one of the two, you can make the Neder. Either you're making the Neder upon yourself, so you're a Bailam over yourself. That's why you could say somebody else's fruits should be also to me. Even though I don't own his fruits, but I'm making the Yisra upon myself, I can put Yisra upon myself. And the opposite way, I could say my fruits should be also on somebody else, even though I don't own the other person, but since they're my fruits, I own the object, I have a right to say my fruits should be yassa to you. One of the two things has to do with you. Either it's your fruits, or else you're putting somebody else's fruits yassa to yourself. That's very good. That has nothing to do with loy bali olam. If you have to do with one of the two, either the fruits or yourself, then very good and adequate bichal. Ella, but what has it got to do with Shmuel's halacha? Eliyasa dovish loy bali olam al chaveroi. But you want to say you could ask now a dovish loy bali olam al chaveroi? How could you do that? Like you want to say the wife can make an instant edda now that whatever she makes after she receives a get should be also to her husband. Right now she didn't get a get yet. Right now it's a loy bali olam. And she wants to make her maisi yadayim osa to who? To somebody else, to her husband. How could that be? And I'll bring you proof. Sharei ein adam oisa teiras chaveroi al chaveroi. You have no right to make a neder if you have two people in front of you. You have Reuben and Shimon. I have no right to say Reuben's apples should be osa to Shimon. I can't do that. I don't own the apples. And I don't have to do with Shimon. It's somebody else. I can't put an isur on somebody else's fruits to somebody else. We're saying the Durham, you have to have something to do with either the object or the person. Either you're putting the Yisra upon yourself, or else you're taking your apples and saying your apples should be yassa to somebody else. That you could do, but you can't say somebody else's fruits should be yassa on somebody else. You don't own the fruits, and you don't have to do with that person. It's not you, so you can't make an Yisra. So according to Kashra, the same thing here, it's still a Kashra and Shmuel. How could Shmuel say the wife has the right to make an issa neder now, that whatever she makes should be yasser on her husband, even though right now the neder can't be chal. Because right now when she's married, she's meshubit, she has to work for her husband, she has the right to make the neder. You want to say the neder should be chal later first, after she receives the get. That's like a loy boli elam. So the kashrus, how could that be? If Shmuel holds ein adam makdish, dovish loy boli elam, so how could a neder be chal? You can't make a neder on something that doesn't belong to you upon somebody else. Say also, the wife, it's like a loy boli olam. Since she didn't receive a get yet, so what's going to take place after she receives a get is not here yet. So she can't make that money usher on her husband. So to get us a kasha and Shmuel, how could Shmuel say we pass on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in our Mishnah? So Gemara answers, Elo Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. V'yomeres, when the wife says like this, she says right now when she's married to her husband, Yikatshu Yodai Liyasehen, that I'm making my hands usher for whatever they make. She's making this upon her hands. The Yodayim Uesnai B'Elam, that her hands are on the world. So she's putting the Yisra Nedra upon her hands right now. So since her hands is here right now, therefore the Nedra could be Chal. Freddy Gemara, so what? V'chiyom Rahochi Kitcha. Is it true if she says it this way, does the hand becomes hegdish like? That's all kasha. Kozuman, she's married to a husband. That's a shiba the wife has. She has to work for her husband. So since she has to work for her husband, it's like a hand is meshuba to a husband. Her hand is not on her rishus. So how could she make her hand hegdish that whatever she makes, the husband can't enjoy? The hand right now is meshuba to the husband. So the hand again should not be in her rishus, so she can't do that either. So Mora says, the Omro Lechi Megarsha. I'll tell you a little bit different than Mishnah. When the Isha made this neder, that either her Yadayim, or else her Mais Yadayim, whatever she makes, should become also to her husband, she spoke out right now and said, not that she wants the neder to be chal right now. Right now she knows, Kol Zaman, she's married to her husband, she can't do that. She's meshubit, she has to work for her husband, she can't make the money that she makes also to her husband. But she speaks out clearly, Lechi Megarsha. I'm telling you that I wanted to become usher to you after I receive a get. So maybe that's better. Maybe that's not called the loy boli olam since she spoke it out right now. But the Gemara asks, so what? But hashtu mi es loy megarsha. But right now she didn't receive a get yet. Umimai d'chiyom rochim hani. So who tells you when she says it and speaks that it's going to help? It's still back to the original kasha. Right now she's meshuba to her husband. What do I care if she speaks out now and says, I want my mais yudayim, or I want my yudayim to become also to my husband later when I receive a get. So why don't you speak it out? But right now you're meshubah to your husband. Right now the neder can't be chal. You want it to be chal for first later after you receive a get. That's a loy boli olam. That's not here. So we're still back to the kasha according to Shmuel. How could Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? Yeah. So this is the Gemara answer.